and in 10 minutes they crept down again, kinking defiance to Louisa, who might make Mary Isabel submit to her in all things, but had no power over naturally curly hair. Louisa had never had any trouble with her own hair. It was straight and sleek and mousse-coloured, what there was of it. Mary Isabel's face was flushed, and her wood-brown eyes looked grieved and pleading. Mary Isabel was still pretty, and vanity is the last thing to desert a properly constructed woman. "I can't wear a bonnet yet, Louisa," she protested. "Bonnets have gone out for everybody except really old ladies. I want a hat, one of those pretty floppy ones with pale blue forget-me-nots." Then it was that Louisa made the remark quoted above. "I wore a bonnet before I was 40, she went on ruthlessly, "and so should every decent woman. It is absurd to be thinking so much of dress at your age, Mary Isabel. I don't know what sort of way you'd bedizen yourself out if I'd let you, I'm sure. It's fortunate you have somebody to..."